In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sabbath is a Hebrew word that means rest. We typically know two things about Israel's Sabbath day. First, it was Saturday. And second, they didn't work. This rest mirrored God's rest. In 6 days, God created the world, and on the seventh day, he rested. By resting, Israel remembered that God had created all things, and God still provided for them. But then the fall came, and the fall ruined this Sabbath. So rest is not always restful. Vacations are not always relaxing. We live in a world filled with suffering and death. Sin has ruined our rest and brought us labor, pain, sweat, tears, blood, and trouble. We work to avoid all these things, but it's a losing effort. We work to live, but eventually death will come. Our advancements, our achievements, our innovations, and our creativity cannot stop this 7-day cycle of pain, suffering, disease, and ultimately death. Why? Because our work is imperfect. Our work cannot keep us alive. Ultimately, our work cannot gain us heaven. So we need something more than simply a physical rest, and so did Israel. So as God gave his law to Israel and told them to keep his Sabbaths, he said, "Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you." Yes, they physically rested, but the purpose of the Sabbath day was for God to make them holy. So how did God sanctify them? Through his word. Through his word, he took away their sins. Through his word, he assured them of his promise to send a Savior. Through his word, he gathered them together as his people. Their work cannot gain heaven, but his work freely gave heaven. Their work brought only pain and struggle and suffering and disease and hardship and death. But his work brings forgiveness, peace, life, rest, joy, and salvation. The people rested because God was at work to restore them back to his image and his likeness. So the Sabbath was a visual preaching of salvation by grace through faith alone, without any work on man's part. It was not a day to sit back and to rejuvenate. It was not a day to enjoy your favorite hobby, have a little me time, or just do nothing. But the Sabbath day was a day to hear God's word, to use our language. They took a day off so they might go to church. Anyone who worked on the Sabbath then was put to death. He was despising the word of God. He was rejecting salvation by grace through faith by his actions. Such a person was cut off from God's people because his work could not earn salvation. God alone saves, and God saves through his word. So he commanded Israel, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And so now you know why the Jews were so adamant about no one working on the Sabbath. But the lawyers and the Pharisees had forgotten the purpose of this commandment. They cared only about the external work, how many steps you took, or if you carried a bucket of water. They looked good on the outside, but inside their hearts were filled with sin and death. They boasted in their Sabbath observance while rejecting the God who alone can make them holy. They thought they were good and holy because of their work, or because they refrained from work. So like this man suffering from dropsy, whose body was swollen with fluid, the lawyers and Pharisees' hearts were swollen with pride. They condemned the incarnate God for bringing life and healing on the Sabbath because they themselves do not believe they need God to make them holy. Watch out, lest you also despise the word of God and forget the purpose of his word. In our day, copies of Scripture are more plentiful than ever. So let us not simply accumulate Bibles so they look good on our shelf. Let us not simply attend church or have a devotion so we can put in our time? Does God care about the external devotion and not the internal? Are we not only to hear the word of God, but also to inwardly digest it? So if we care more about getting through a certain amount of material on a given day, then we have shown that we have not understood this third commandment. If we think that God is happy simply because we showed up here today, then we are no different than the Pharisees, focused on the external work, swollen with pride, trusting in our own works, and we have forgotten the purpose of God's holy word. In the Small Catechism, Dr. Luther rightly explains this third commandment. We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Like Israel, we give ourselves to the preaching of God's holy word. Through the preached word, God sanctifies us. Preaching is not the work of man, but it is the work of God. So if we despise it by refusing to hear it, or by letting it go in one ear and out the other, then again, we are no different than the Pharisees, who simply paid God lip service. Externally, we may look good, but our hearts are filled with sin. We have no greater treasure than the word of God, so joy and gladness should characterize this day. Let us wake up eager to hear what God has to teach us today. Let us rejoice that he gave us his word today. Our daily work cannot bring us salvation. We work hard and are honest, but still our reward is only pain, suffering, misfortune, and death. Sin has ruined it all. But here we rest in God's work. Here he gives us forgiveness, peace, life, joy, and salvation. As God told Israel, so he now says to you, on the Sabbath, I, the Lord, sanctify you. I know today is Sunday. St. Paul is clear when he says that the Sabbath was a shadow. The reality is found in Christ. Israel's Sabbath pointed to Jesus, who would do the work they could not. He lived in perfect obedience to fulfill the law of God for you. He bore your sins. He carried your curse. On Good Friday, he atoned for your sin, and not only for your sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Then on the seventh day, he rested in his grave. For his work of redeeming the world was now complete. Nothing else needs to be done. It was all finished by him alone. Then comes Easter. Jesus lives to bestow eternal blessings on his church. So we gather on Sundays to celebrate the fulfillment. For the true Sabbath rest is found in Christ alone. In him we are forgiven. In him we are sanctified. In him we are pleasing to God. He did the work for us. And in him we are saved by grace, through faith, without any work of our own. So for us who believe, every single day is a Sabbath rest. Because every single day we live in Christ, we rest in his forgiveness. We are confident that he alone has made us pleasing to God. The word of God reveals this to us. And so we gladly hear that preached word and we hold it sacred. We do not focus on the word so we can figure out what we must do for God. But rather, we recognize that in the word, God is doing something for us. Let us see Jesus as our Sabbath rest and his word as our oasis to which we can always flee for comfort and refreshment. So away with our self-righteous pride, away with putting in our time to try to please God. Your works cannot salvation gain, they merit only wrath and pain. Rest in God's word. Gladly hear that word, for through that word, God is still sanctifying you. Israel kept the Sabbath by hearing the word in faith. So also we keep the Sabbath by hearing the word in faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.